Now we turn to the latest developments in the medical marijuana business in Henderson. Last night, members of the Henderson City Council met to discuss how they will license and regulate marijuana dispensaries. They're doing things a little differently than other Southern Nevada communities. Officials have decided to let the state determine who is best suited to sell pot in the city. So why is Henderson taking this approach and how will it work? John Ralston joins us with some answers. He is the host of Ralston Reports Online and on News 3. John, welcome back.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. The city of Henderson is going to allow the state to rank applicants for medical marijuana dispensaries. What do you think of the process?
Well, that's the way the process is supposed to work. That's the way that the sponsor of the bill up in the legislature, State Senator Tick Sagerblum, wanted it to work. And I think that Henderson is taking note of what Clark County did, which essentially is to turn the process upside down and go first and allow the perception, at least, of a lot of political influence.
The leaders in Henderson obviously want to make it look like they're not playing favorites in the process, but they've still got the final say in who gets licenses. Is it possible to remove politics and influence from the process?
Not when you have elected officials involved, Dave. And I think that eventually we will see how much politics is involved. There's been plenty of politics in the Henderson City Council over the years, but the fact that they are letting the state essentially say, here's who's qualified, and then giving them the zoning, I think is the way the process was supposed to work. You can't take the politics out of it, but at least you can try to reduce it.
Now, 6 months ago, the Henderson City Council voted unanimously for a six-month moratorium on marijuana dispensaries. Now it looks like they after 6 months, want to play ball. Why the change of heart?
You can't stop something that is so overwhelmingly supported by the public. But I think that each of these municipalities is going to take a different approach into how much politics they are going to let seep into the process, who's going to get it. A lot of people see what I'm calling the Great Green Rush here, Dave, which has been unlike anything that anyone's seen in this community in a long time. A lot of money to be made, a lot of very powerful and wealthy people who want to get in on this, and it's almost impossible to say that politics will not determine and political juice will not determine who gets some of these dispensaries, cultivation, and production facilities.
Okay, so Henderson is slated for as many as five dispensaries. How much money are they talking about there?
Well, nobody knows exactly what the market is, but I think it's a mistake to just think about it as the medical marijuana dispensary and how much that can make. I think a lot of people see this as a bridge to full-blown recreational marijuana, which is very likely to be on the ballot in Nevada in 2016. But I think a lot of people see this as a foot in the door of a market that will be profitable and quite profitable in the medical marijuana market. But if recreational pot becomes legalized here in Nevada, where you have 40 million tourists coming in here every year to Las Vegas, I just think that people see fortunes to be made.
Henderson prides itself on being more suburban and more family-friendly than other communities in Southern Nevada. So how's the city going to protect that image while allowing the sale of medical marijuana?
I think that's going to be a work in progress. For instance, if you compare what happened in Clark County just yesterday, where they approved more than 100 of these cultivation and production facilities. What is Henderson going to do when it comes to the growing and cultivation of marijuana? You're going to have one of those on every corner, and then again, your people are going to say, well, wait a second, is having a marijuana facility more anti-family friendly use than a casino, which has become accepted? Again, I think we're very, very early in this. It's going to be very interesting to see how the public reacts and how the politicians react.
John Ralston is the host of Ralston Reports Online and on News 3. John, thanks again for being with us.
My pleasure.